Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it, because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Cattle futures market started off this morning really strong here. At the end of Wednesday, we had some really strong cash trade all the way up to 112 in Texas and in Kansas, which was higher than we had seen up to that point. So that started off the market here with December futures on the live cattle up $1.05 at 110.72. February up $1.32 at 112.12. And then the feeder cattle futures up about $2 to $2.45. So really good, strong start to today, and that finished off just as strong. We were about 50 cents off of the high. And if we finish a week like this, it's hopeful that on Monday we will continue to see some of the strength. Box beef today was up $1.42 at 186.64. Select 95 higher at 170.12. So really good movement there, and the box beef market continues to be strong. Packer margins are still around $130 a head, and they're paying up to $112. So that still says that there's possibility of some upside there at those profit levels. But overall, we're technically speaking looking at the highest levels we have seen in a couple of months, and we're above the 50-day moving averages and getting back to the 100-day moving averages. So again, it's just a really strong market here on this shortened holiday trading day.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were mixed. We were down a penny in the corn, up 10 cents in soybeans, and then the wheats were 4 to 7 cents lower. Overall, it seemed like the grain trade was kind of defending what has been happening over the last couple of weeks, and soybeans being up 10, which indicates the hedge funds are defending that long soybean position. Corn and wheat the same, corn being down, they're short the corn, wheat being down, they're short the wheat. This morning we did have an export sales report, which was bullish across the board. On wheat, we were expecting 350 to 550 metric tons, and it came in at 712 metric tons. So it was bigger than the average guess. Corn, we were looking for 900 to 1.2 million metric tons, and it was 1.68. So quite a bit bigger for corn. And soybeans, the same thing. They were 1.2 to 1.5 on the estimates, and the actual number was 1.898. So corn, beans, and wheat all beat expectations for the exports. Outside factors, the U.S. dollar was down 27 today. It has been really strong over the last couple of weeks. New highs on Wednesday, but today it retreated a touch. The Dow Jones and S&P both made new highs today, up 93 on the Dow. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.